Secondly, I want to invite you to certainly come out in strong numbers these next 2 weeks. Every Sunday is important, but next Sunday is Elder Sunday. And we've developed this program, Sister Lynn and I, really honor our elders. And for me, that is the best way to celebrate Black History Month, is to recognize the Black history among us. If you're in that band between 70 and 80 or older and still strong, would you stand that we might just see who you are as the elders of our church? Anybody 70 and above, bless. It's all right, stand up. All right. I often say you are the backbone of our church. You are some of the most faithful, dedicated people. When some of us old, younger folks don't come, you come. And so it's our day to honor you. And so Sister Mary Norbert will give us the word next week, the charge, and an invitation of how someone who is great with wisdom. Amen, sister? Great with wisdom. I like that. But sister chooses not to stay in a nursing home. She chooses to be active in ministry. And so she's got a word for us. I like that, grade with wisdom. And so a nice word. And also the week after, we're honoring St. Catherine Drexel. And Bishop Sherford Cherie will be here. And again, please come out. Please come out early. I see the church kind of grow as Mass evolves. But honestly, at about 10 o'clock, it's not as many people here. So a little bit of a sacrifice to try to come earlier, both those Sundays, to make sure we're here, we're in place. And I do want the bishop to see that we are a vital church, and we are here, and we care about St. Martin de Porres. And you know, bishops talk, so I'm quite sure the archbishop will ask him what he had here, what experience he had here. So we want to give him a very positive experience of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. I've done this for the last couple of years, but I will give a pastor's challenge. Can I get a drum roll? All right. I'm going with this, you can probably imagine. The first week of Lent, we're going to focus on prayer. So we all have different prayer patterns. I hope you all pray every day. I think you do. But I'm asking you, I'm challenging you to give 20 extra minutes. That's not long. That's a third of an hour, okay, for prayer time. Suggestions, okay? This Catholic call to prayer. It's a prayer line, Tish is part of that. She listens to it on your way to work. Daily Mass is less than 20 minutes. In the chapel, 7 o'clock, you're welcome. I challenge you to go to Mass at your lunchtime, perhaps St. John's, the cathedral. I challenge you to turn off your phone and sit in your room and read the Bible. I challenge you to perhaps go to Adoration, the Blessed Sacrament. Adoration is St. Peter's, St. Rita's, church in our city. I challenge you just simply to sit and pray, whatever way you pray. I challenge myself. I challenge myself to go to Mass. I don't have to be up here doing it or preaching it, but simply sit in the pew and to receive the word and Eucharist as anybody else does. We have to be people of prayer. Prayer changes things. And prayer changes us. And prayer will give us the strength we need to go forth to do justice. Again, I called this a gym today in a very strong homily. But part of the gym, the workout, is work out your spiritual life. Okay? If I don't challenge myself and you to that, I'm not being a good pastor. So who will take the pastor's challenge this week besides me? But don't lie. But any way that you pray, okay, give God 20 extra minutes. That ain't much. Not at all. That's nothing really. Put your hands down, please. But can we just give a little bit extra? Okay? Station of the Cross. You have a whole week to do it. And then, how about this? Tell somebody about it. I like that. Email someone. Call someone and say, how do you do with the Father's Challenge this week? What if all of us, as young people and elders, we spent some time talking about prayer? Amen. Imagine if we were talking about Hey, where'd you go today in prayer? How was your prayer life? As opposed to talking other things. Y'all with me? So we're going to pray for 20 extra minutes and then tell somebody, not to brag, but say, let's talk about Jesus and what a difference we can make. Imagine if you're in your little cubicle, your little desk. You're reading your Bible. Nothing wrong with that. They can't arrest you for that. Imagine if you say, you know what, I'm not going to have lunch today with y'all. I'm going over to the cathedral for the 12:05 Mass. No, I'm going to get up early and go to 7:00 Mass, which is a sacrifice. But a lot of us are sitting home watching TV at 7:00 in the morning. But get up and say, you know what, I'm going to go and just give me Jesus, Father. But I believe something's going to happen to us this Lenten season. I believe God has a blessing for us this Lenten season. There's something going to be different about this Lent. And if we rise together, we stand up, stand out, and as we leave today, open your hands. Because you cannot receive a blessing with your hands closed.
That's right.
God has something for you. God has something for you this week, church.
Yes.
God's going to guide your feet.
Yes.
God's going to protect you.
Yes.
God's going to watch over you.
Yes.
God's going to give you something the world can't give you and the world can't take from you.
Right.
You are a Christian.
Yes.
Father God, thank you for the many ways you are uncomfortable, but you always provide angels to watch over us. Bless us today. Give us that twofold grace-filled blessing that our arms are open to receive. May these be arms to hug someone who is sad. May these be arms to shake someone's hand who feels lonely. May these be arms to encourage someone who has been bullied in school. May these be arms to say, I forgive you and I love you. Until we meet again, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
20 minutes for Jesus. Amen. Go in peace.
Amen.